This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, the mainstream media's dark narrative to keep you unconscious. Could that be real? Or is this one of those things where we have to use the CIA term conspiracy? Conspiracy. Oh my gosh, Robert Scott Bell, you just dive right into the C word without any warning, without any waiting. Yes! My hand is feeling better today, so why not just dive right in? The water's warm, might be deep, but it's warm and comforting, and my cat is in a sunbeam and she's feeling good. So why can't we? Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, 2 hours of broadcast healing 6 days a week. For those of you in California, my sincere apologies for what you have to go through. But there may be a silver lining in California if we can get rid of Senator Richard Dickey Pan. Senator Pan is up for re-election, apparently doesn't think so. He won't debate the guy. We're going to talk to Eric Frame, the guy who would unseat him. In hour two. So stick around. Tell all your friends in California to give a listen. It could happen. First, you got to believe. And we'll see what we can do with that. Super Don, how are you doing, my friend? You're not injured like me, right?
I'm not on injured reserve, no.
And your redneck internet went away today, apparently.
Don't jinx me, though.
All right. Bring that up. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems to be working okay today, so we'll just roll with it.
Okay. We got some good CBD updates as well. The scripted narrative story, it's by, Ethan Huff over there at Natural News, but it's a good one. Really interesting one. 10 directives mainstream media pushes to keep the world in the dark. And it isn't so much the world in the dark, it's the people on the world. People on planet Earth in the dark. Because if they still partake in mainstream media official stories, they're unconscious. They're really subjected to the whims of the elite ruling class. And it's deeper than who you think you've elected into office. I mean, there's a deeper, darker state beyond even the deep state in these United States. We're talking globalists. We're talking international banksters. We're talking really crazy C-word stuff. But it's only crazy if you don't do your research to find out where it's valid. You can't dismiss it out of hand just because you hear it and see it. But you're not sure if it's real. There's a lot of things that you got to question. And we question a lot of things here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. These things are not questionable. I agree. Number one on the list of the mainstream media, what kind of projectiles are they throwing out at us? Conscious projectiles to keep us unconscious. Victims. Number one on the list, be afraid, not empowered. Be afraid, not empowered. How many times do you hear stories in the mainstream media that will elicit a fear response? Something that will not, you hear that, you read that, did you see that news story? I feel so wonderful, so empowered after I saw that news story, whether it be reading in the paper, or whether it be watching the evening news or the 24-hour news networks. Seriously, how often do you see a story where you're like, dude, I feel better than when before that story aired?
It's not very common. It happens once in a while. They'll throw the water skiing squirrel story on the news, right? So you can right. see that. But
yeah, well, you can say, hey, I laughed a little, but am I empowered? I guess is
right.
the question.
Oh, that's
I mean,
true.
We're specifically
that's
going there. Be afraid, that's not true. Empowered. Flu. You should be scared. Get shut. It's all a scam to keep you in fear. That's a toxin. Fear. Vitamin L. That's love. That's a vitamin. Toxin. Fear. Now, I think about what we do here, Super Don. I think more often than not, when we've completed a story, you should feel empowered because I've given you information or given you information in a way that I hope is easy to understand that takes you out of the victim mode or mentality when it comes to health and healing or anything like that. Out of the fear-making machinery into a place where you can become empowered with information that is truly strengthening to your immune system, to your mind, your body, and spirit. And I think we do that better than most. I do, Super Don. I'm going to pat myself and you on the back for doing a good job. I feel empowered.
With your left hand or your right hand, though?
It's going to be left hand right now.
Okay, all right.
The cat got out of the sunbeam. She wants out of my office, but that'll have to wait till after this segment. Number two, omit and forget. How many times has a false flag event occurred in which key details don't seem to align, but eventually get swept under the rug, never be heard about again? You throw about a memory hole. Now, think about back to, when was the Las Vegas shooting? The mass shooting at the concert? You know, the massive machine guns apparently that were going on? They still go, there's so many narratives that make no sense. And rather than the mainstream media going, let's dig deeper, let's find out what we're missing here. That makes no sense. Let's go that. Nope, don't look under that rug. It's memory hold. It's like it didn't happen. We just need you to know that guns are bad, people are getting shot, and we need to ban them. Don't go to the heart of, hey, you know, maybe there's a deep state agenda here. There are players that are paid, that are hired, or that are CIA operatives under MKUltra type mind control. Omit and forget. This is how the mainstream media works with your mind. Number three on this list, self-destruction is cool. I can only do air quotes with one hand right now. Cool. Self-awareness is passé. So glamorizing destructive lifestyles, thinking, corrosive. I mean, let's see if we can break down societal norms to such a degree that people don't know what is right, what is wrong. Active cognition, self-reflection is demonized. No, don't look at yourself. You're a victim. You should be mad at everybody else for trying to say you're weird. You're somehow strange. When they don't define strange in any way that could be considered anything I remember growing up with. Number four, you're always the victim. And the government is your savior. This is a big theme here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I've said it many times. There are no political saviors. Even if we can get Eric Frame elected to replace Senator Richard Dickey Pan, you're still going to have to deal with a bunch of pharmaceutical yahoos in the Senate in California that have sold out the people of California and their children to a pharmaceutical vaccine construct that is dangerous and deadly. Just as I've said, if Ron Paul were elected president in 08 or 12, it wouldn't totally have solved our problems. There's still a lot of stuff going on that would work in opposition to that. So the point is, you being empowered, recognize that you cannot rely upon a savior government. Savior government is an oxymoron. Okay? You got a savior, you know it's far different than what they're selling. When they come out with these stories, which we do, we talk about news stories, do we want you to overreact to them here on the Robert Scott Bell Show? Or take a step back safely, analyze and reanalyze what we're talking about, and make reasoned decisions about what you're going to do about the information we're presenting. The mainstream media doesn't want you to do that. It wants you to immediately overreact to whatever is being presented. Right? If it's something Donald Trump says, we want you to hyperreact to it. And ignore if something like liberal media personalities or comedians wear blackface. Because they're liberal, ignore that they've done it. But anybody who... What is it Hillary Clinton said yesterday in an interview? Apparently about one black guy and another. They all look the same. Can you imagine if somebody from the Trump administration or Trump himself had said that?
I missed that somehow.
You missed that? Oh, yeah. She said that. Like Eric Holder was confused with one other guy. And she says, that's all right. They all look the same. I'm not kidding. I'm not making that
up. Wow.
But where is the outrage today in the mainstream media? Where's Don Lemon, right? Where's Morning Ho? I mean, Joe, right?
What?
I messed up on that. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. All right, how about this? Elicit emotional responses, overreact. How do you do that? You enrage. You don't engage. So much of what the broadcast news media does is rhetoric designed to be sensationalization, to stoke emotional responses, close the door to public engagement. Right? Enrage. Outrageous that any parents are questioning the safety of vaccines. We're going to make you so mad at these parents that you are going to, you know, start calling them an enemy of your health and your children. You're going to say they're dangerous to your children. That's enrage. Don't engage in a reasoned discussion like, why is that mom or dad asking questions about the safety of vaccine? No, don't ask. Just be enraged. How about another media construct, a media imperative? Having you indulge, don't conserve. Even George W. Bush after 9/11, go out there and shop. Shop till you drop. This is a consumer culture. The only thing that tells us things are going right is that you're buying stuff that's made in China. Or maybe now, maybe a little bit more in America, thanks to Trump. But still, consumer-based society. Super Don, I don't know if you got anything to say about it. I'm just rolling through. This is a good list here.
It is a good list. And no, that's just carry on. What number are we on now?
Number eight. We're cranking this. I know it's a lot, 10 lists, but stoke conflict while ridiculing peace. The division in this country is stronger than ever, and you know what they say, divide and conquer. Mm-hmm. And the irony here is, of course, the people on the left are just as much warmongers as the people on the right, in many cases. Very few people are Ron Paul-type conservatives that say, you know what, enough of this militarism. Number eight, stoke conflict I mentioned. What about number nine, leading to war? Think of war as a permanent societal fixture. A lot of kids have grown up, we've never not been at war. Kids that were born after 9/11. Their entire life, although not an officially sanctioned, declared war according to the Constitution, but basically warfare as a way of life. You don't have to live in the Middle East to have that. You live in a country here in America, those of you who live in America, that is under a police state mentality since 9/11. Of course, we can go back to the state of emergency back in 1933 in FDR, but I won't right now. Number 10, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Don't panic. But the media does the opposite. It wants you to panic rather than prepare. They want the zombie apocalypse. They want you to be completely dependent. They want you on the rooftops after Hurricane Katrina, waiting to be saved by the government that they have told you and sold you into the belief that government is your savior. You can't do it yourself. You can't give help to anybody. That would violate the government's place in our lives to do everything, including charity. You can't accept charity from anybody. No, not unless the government approves of it. Folks, unplug from the mainstream media before it's too late. Maybe I'm already talking to those of you that are here and don't do the other thing. That's great. Now you can go out and power everybody else.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books. In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Often you hear about threats to public health. Now, if I acquiesce for a moment, because it's only going to be a moment, that public health really exists, I would say Senator Richard Dickey Pan is a threat to the public health of the people and children of California. Except that public health is a fiction. It's a fictitious, made-up kind of illusion. And I say this with all due respect to people that go, Robert, what are you talking about? We got public health departments. The Department of Health and Human Services is all about the public health. CDC talks about public health. And they're all talking about public health. And Robert, you say it's not even real. Yeah. There is no such thing as public health. There's my health. And there's your health. And there's Super Don's health. And there's John's health on the board over at GCN. Yes, because we can't be without our healthy board on.
Very important.
This is illegal. This is collectivism. Public health is collectivism. Now, the only thing that would fall under what they call public health would be public health initiatives like, they call vaccines a public health initiative. That's why you know it's a scam right then and there. They'll say, this is about protecting you, except they admit that the stuff doesn't work. And then they'll say, no, it's not about protecting you. It's about protecting everybody else. So if you don't get yours, you're being irresponsible because other people might get sick because you didn't get yours. I mean, I'm telling you, the absurdities piled on top of absurdities. So what's another public health initiative? Fluoride in the water. Yeah, fluoride in the water. It's to help keep your teeth healthy. Really? A toxic, neurotoxic waste product of bauxite and aluminum mining is a public health initiative. That should tell you everything you need to know about what public health is. It's a way to poison each and every one of you. Each and every one of us. And the key here, each means individual. Public health. Another public health initiative, you might go, well, Robert, it's not all bad. How about clean water, chlorinated systems? Granted, yeah, that's eliminated some aspect of microbial pathogenic, if you want to call it that, but diarrheal diseases, like they have in certain nations where they don't have real good water treatment systems, for instance, and the sewage is rolling through the streets. They call it a public health initiative, but it is to keep one individual well. One. But, of course, the cost of that is that you're chlorinating your arteries if you don't purify that water before you drink it. Beyond their antimicrobial contamination techniques, always chemical. Except on the space station, which I talked to you about recently, using silver. What's another public health initiative? Sewage systems, okay? We talk not only treatment, but sanitation. The garbage men come and pick up public health. But again, ultimately, no matter what, you don't get sick as a community. You don't get sick as a group. You don't get sick as a nation. You get sick as an individual. And in the same sense, you don't get well as a group. You don't get well as a community. You don't get well as a nation. You get well as an individual based on your immune system, based on your liver and detoxification capacity, based on what you are eating. I don't know if I'm being clear enough here, but this leads into the story that Super Don threw at me. We weren't planning on doing today that I know of, but because we couldn't get Stewart on because he's in traffic, we got a story about unpublished medical research, a threat to public health. And I wanted to let you know that public health is an oxymoron in a sense, but it's just a legal fiction. And when they say it's for public health, run the other way, because for the most part, it will poison you. It will enslave you. It will collectivize you. You understand, there's no such thing as public health. There's your health, there's my health. Super Don, do I need to be any clearer?
No.
I will be if you want me to be.
No, no, no.
So now in the last minute of this segment, you tell me what this story is about.
All right. So this is coming out of the UK, and there's a report that was done by a group of MPs. What are MPs? Something practitioners. I know GPs, but not MPs. Anyway, basically...
Members of Parliament?
Members of Parliament. Okay. So in the last 20 seconds here, they actually are saying the evidence suggests that only half of the clinical trials that are done are actually published. So what you've got is you've got a whole bunch of clinical trials that are being done that I'm going to assume are not successful, are not things that are going to prop up the drugs and things that they're being conducted for. Yeah. And so they just they don't publish the evidence. Of the results of the trials.
So they're arguing that the threat to public health is that the unpublished trials could show danger to public health?
Yes, and they even give us some examples in here of drugs that were approved based on clinical trials and then later on found out, oh, wait a minute, when the results show that it's dangerous.
The other studies were not published.
Yeah.
All right, so let me change the headline. The unpublished studies in medical research are a threat to your individual health.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
USA Radio News.
Now, how ridiculous. We're the only country in the world where a person comes in, has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen of the United States for 85 years with all of those benefits. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it has to end.
President Trump, in an exclusive interview with the political website Axios, the president talking about signing an executive order to end birthright citizenship. President Trump and the First Lady were in Pittsburgh today to honor the victims of Saturday's shooting at the Tree Life Synagogue. Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner joined the president. Rabbi Jeremy Weisblatt did have one request of the president visiting Pittsburgh.
He is our president, and if he chooses to come here to be with us, I would hope as Rabbi Myers that he would be willing to engage in a conversation.
The Dow ended today up 431 points to close the day at 24,874. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, we watched some Vitamin L. We're dishing it out, too. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on. And we had wanted to have my buddy Stuart Tomp on. He obviously has a real reason that he's not on. He says it's traffic. I think there's something else going on. We'll find out. But our
what do you think it is?
You know, I'm not going to speculate. I know that.
Well, you already have. You've already speculated.
Well, I have to talk to him first. But we have scheduled the Robert Scott Bell Show live from the SENPA, what used to be called SOHO Conference, in Orlando, the first Sunday of December. And so I'll be back in Florida for that event. And again, I'm remiss in, did I even get you the information on the lecture I'm giving two nights from now? Is it tomorrow?
No,
it's two nights from now.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm going to be live at the Redmond's Heritage Farm Store in Orem, Utah. So we're going to be live for the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour and an additional half hour of live show. We'll pre-record the final 30 minutes because I'll go live to lecture there this Thursday. That's the 1st of November. And then the following Wednesday, which is the 7th of November, I'll be speaking at the Redmond Heritage Farm Store in Salt Lake City. They call it Sugar House, apparently. And it's up on the bench of the mountains, apparently, there. So we've got 2 weeks in a row. We've got a live remote broadcast and a live lecture for those of you in Utah. So that's going to be really cool. I'm looking forward to that. And probably having organic French fries cooked in organic coconut oil when I'm there. Because they're irresistible. You talk about irresistible food. That's irresistible food. So with that, let's switch gears. Because it must be good for my endocannabinoid system to eat those fries. And that means we're going to have to play this.
Pastitucci on the left hand side. Pastitucci on the left hand side.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
By the way, shout out to Zane as well. You in Muscatine, Iowa, where that wonderful health food store is, in the one place in Iowa that they don't let you sell CBD, weirdly enough. Shelly, you know I'm talking about you and your family. You should be able to do it, but it's crazy there where you are in Iowa. Multiple studies show using CBD oil for sleep disorders may be your safest bet. Now, to me, this is criminal that the police would stop a health food store from selling CBD that could actually help people get some sleep. You want to talk about a contributing factor to crime? Yeah, I said it. Sleep disorders. You don't get enough sleep, you're going to be an inadvertent criminal. You might drift off on the road and cross the line. But in your life, at any point in time, not getting enough sleep can cause you to cross the line. Can be anxious and angry. Now, Super Don told me to chill out. I was being a little ornery with my audience on YouTube because they're commenting on cell phone battery life while I'm giving them life-saving information about public health being a scam, and it's only about their individual health. I was only partially kidding about how annoyed I am. So I need some more CBD, I think. And the point is, I slept well last night, too. So it's not that. It's not that. I think it was the outrage of the story that we covered to open the show, Superdome, which is a different way. We don't open like that every day. 10 different things the mainstream media is doing to keep you disengaged, to keep you unconscious, blindly reacting to the world around you. And even the statement of it's for the greater good or it's for public health is a charged way of saying, go back to sleep. You're getting sleepy. You may not be getting enough sleep. That's good. That's what we're planning for you so that you're easily programmable. One of the most amazing things about cannabinoid research by Dr. Meshulam, Professor Meshulam in Israel, and one of the most amazing things I talked to Stuart Tomp about, my friend from CB Sciences. This is now a couple of years back at least. It was like an aha moment. Of all the reasons the political elite, the controllers on a global scale, the globalists, the industrialists that want to control and manipulate you, of all the reasons they said that cannabis was the devil's weed and convinced you that it was a horrible drug and that they included it in the 1960s United Nations Treaty against narcotics trafficking, I believe the number one reason was not because it threatened the Hearst paper monopoly industry for the newspapers. It was a part of the reason, okay? Not that it threatened the pharmaceutical growing monopoly market, although that was another reason. Not that it couldn't threaten the fuel industry, the gasoline industry, the oil industry, because it could be utilized as fuel and, of course, could be converted into all the things oil is converted into, like plastics, right? Not because it was a threat to that necessarily. And I could go on to a number of things, including food, healthy food, supplementation, and other industrial uses. It wasn't because of that, but the number one reason, I believe, at some nefarious level, was that it makes you much more difficult to program. That's right. If you're engaging in ingesting or inhaling cannabinoids, this could be cannabidiol, which is the so-called non-psychoactive for most people form, the relaxing form, or the THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, that is considered the thing that gets you high that they villainized, they demonized. The reality is, the cannabinoid system, when nourished properly, it apparently, according to Dr. Meshulam, it makes you much less vulnerable to programming. This is huge, bigger and more important than anything else, because the key to their control over you, the key to Senator Richard Dickey Pan being in office in California and being voted in again, is that you're too programmable. Whatever the media says and repeats and parrots and all of that, it just sinks in and it gets in and it never leaves. Now, again, this is not, you know, but people are, my longtime listeners are going, Robert, now you've really done it. You're accusing me of being programmable. No, this is not about accusing any one person. It's about the recognition that the use of cannabinoids is so valuable and vital, but yet so dangerous and, how would I say, challenging is an understatement, but threatening to a global industrialist one world order. Let's call it that. Since we started with the C word today, the new world order depends on you not having adequate cannabinoids in your diet, in your lifestyle. And that includes lack of sleep, which again makes you anxious, angst, angry, frustrated, all of the things that they want you to be to foment dissent, to foment, I don't even mean dissent is the right word, but to foment hatred for your fellow man, woman, or child. CBD, cannabinoids, can counter pretty much all of that. Now, this doesn't mean you take CBD and you do nothing else in your life to engage in what you might consider more moral behavior or ethical behavior, trying to do good, do right by your fellow man. But the CBD coming into your system and allowing you to get deeper sleep, for those of you who have trouble sleeping, it could transform your life more powerfully than almost anything else. Just the simple act, as I said on my last trip once again, made clear to me the real key to health, to vitality of this physical body is to allow yourself the deep regenerative time that sleep, only sleep, provides for. I don't have to go into all of the psychological, psychiatric studies on sleep deprivation and what it does, the hallucinations that happen, all the aberrant strange things where the other worlds start crossing over into this world. You have to find that balance. Now, in a waking state, that could be a contemplated prayerful yoga or meditative state. And CBD can help you there as well. If you're anxious, you can't quiet the mind, CBD can help. Now, with the pain levels I experienced after this injury to my arm, to my hand, it was rough the first night. But I took a lot of CBD and I was able to make it through, but it was a restless sleep because it was pain and aware. Last night I took a lot of the CBD and the other things homeopathically. I slept like a baby. It felt worlds different. And I feel worlds different today in a good way, in a good way. But there are multiple studies now, according to this article at Natural Blaze, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, showing that CBD oil used for sleep disorder may be your safest bet. Maybe. I mean, chamomile tea might be a safe bet too, but it's not as efficient, I believe, as effective as when these people are so resistant to sleep. The cannabidiol, if you take enough, you will find sleep. Super Don, have you used it for sleep, or you sleep well already?
My first experience with the whole plant complex was, listen, whenever I try anything, I'm not the kind of person who's kind of, oh, okay, I'm just going to try a little bit of this to see how this works. No, I'm always the guy that's just like, hey, give me some of that. So, yeah, I took a spoon, and I probably took about five times more than I probably should have. And I was a zombie. I mean, hit the bed. Actually, I didn't even make it to the bed. I hit the couch is what happened, and it just knocked me out. So I can attest, I will testify, that CBD will help you sleep if you need help.
Right. So let's go into pain and anxiety, because, you know, it worked for me. And, you know, that's not to diss Kratom. I just didn't have any. I would have taken Kratom, too. But there's another study that says CBD from marijuana provides pain and anxiety relief, which we know, but in different ways than previously thought. They talk about the endocannabinoid system, the CB1 receptors, and in this case, they're finding a different pathway, that it's acting on receptors and for pain and anxiety that don't trigger the euphoria, CBD, not the euphoric high effect. Specifically, the findings in this study point to the interaction with serotonin, 5-HT receptors that are central to the management of anxiety, and something called vanilloid, which I was not familiar with, Super Don. I don't know if it's an artificial thing or a natural thing, because you know how vanillin and vanilla are different?
Yeah.
But apparently this might be a natural receptor. They call it a TRPV1 receptor, a target for non-addictive forms of pain relief. So they're now figuring out that CBD is not just endocannabinoid CB1 receptors, but it's working with serotonin receptors and other receptors that normally trigger pain. I mean, I'm so fascinated by this.
Pretty fascinating, isn't it?
Dude, it just gets better and better and better. And here I am experimenting with it as we go, because I took some of the gold CBD. I took two of the strong little gold CBD caplets, gel caps, to really put me in a state of relaxation relative to the pain I was experiencing, and it took it out of the intensity. But the first night was still rough because I did not do Tylenol, I did not do ibuprofen. And you know what is told about the people that use THC when they're in pain? They don't get high either. Fascinating. Your body utilizes it as it is needed in the body. For those of you who want the CBD and don't know where to get it, go to my friends at pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com, and there's a discount code for you too. When you check out, enter the code RSB15. Get you 15% off. Now, back to college. This is remedial, though. Perhaps we should go back to nursery school for this one. What can't college students figure out anymore?
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hey, folks. Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far-infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. It'll link you through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
All right, there could be trouble for any politician that is relying on the youth vote. Now, I'll get into why there could be trouble for politicians relying on the youth vote in a moment, but we found Stuart Tompkins. He made it home, or just about, and from CV Sciences, my buddy, my brother, Stuart. Welcome back, and really I want you to comment briefly on this. The study we covered that was so fascinating was relating to pain and anxiety relief. We always talked about how CBD would work through like CB1 receptors and such. This article is saying it's also working on serotonin receptors and other receptors for pain that were different than just endocannabinoid relationships.
Oh, absolutely. No, we've known this for a while, but this is a complex part of the narrative. There are these expanded targets for anti-nociception, and the serotonin receptor is one of them. The difference between CBDA and CBD, this will be the difference between the raw product and the green and the gold product, CBDA has greater affinity for the serotonin receptors in your gut. So that's good for anxiety a little bit, but more anticipatory nausea and motion sickness. It's the larger molecule can't cross the blood-brain barrier. But this is true. There are great benefits to the serotonin receptor, which is why CBD can elevate. It does not sedate.
Yeah, and in terms of pain relief, they said something called a vanilloid, which I wasn't familiar with, TRPV1.
The TRPV receptors. Vanilloid receptors, that's the same target as capsaicin, the hot pepper capsaicin target.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's so exciting to see this literature now coming out, so let's be clear, CBD exerts indirect effects on the endocannabinoid system, indirect effects. It exerts most of its mechanisms of action in these expanded targets like we're talking about. There's also PPAR gamma, I don't know if it mentioned that, peroxisome proliferated activated receptor gamma. That's the same target as the glitazones, the teeth, that increase insulin sensitivity. So this is really polypharmacy, because when you think about it, it's not just the CBD, it's the CBG, CBN, THCA, all of these cannabinoids together, with the
process,
the terpenes, the plant barrels, all working in concert.
Nice. Well, it's the entourage. It's the everything. But we're learning more, and the media is covering this more. This came out in Forbes magazine, of all places.
Now,
Stuart, you're in California, and my concern for all of our California listeners is the overreaching government there. And Senator Richard Dickey Pan, who's a pediatrician up in Northern California, is running for re-election as senator. We're going to have on Eric Frame, who's running against Senator Pan. And if he unseats him, this is a guy who wants to provide parents more options for saying no to vaccines. And I want every child in California, as long as you're going to be there, to be safe from overreaching government. So there's some good news potentially for California if we get this successful.
Wow. You know, that's been your crusade for your entire career, this health freedom and the freedom for people to make a decision. And it's paradoxical now that I live out here from the Midwest, a place that's also so open-minded to all of these new ideas. So thank you so much for bringing that up. We had challenges here. As I've talked to you about, but
yes.
Yeah, I think the thing is really opening wide for people to look at it being about personal empowerment. That's why I think the cannabis hemp conversation is so important and so a part of that.
Yeah.
Out here, you really do have a strange paradox.
Well, and finally, Stuart, you know, those that are relying on the youth vote in college, I don't think they're going to be that successful because this latest story out of Business Insider is indicating that college students can't send in their absentee ballots because they don't even know where to buy stamps.
Well, there's a sea change happening in the universe, but that's just really a great illustration. I spend a lot of time with young people in all these health food stores that I hang out in. And try to find a different way to communicate with them.
Yeah, and I think there are online ways to buy stamps, but apparently they can't figure that out, and that I don't understand at all. But folks,
conversation about what they would respond to in general.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And another thing I mentioned, and we don't have time to go into it more, Stuart, but I want to get you back on soon because we missed you for most of the show, is the fact that people utilizing CBD are less easily programmable. The endocannabinoid system, when it's nourished, you're less easily programmable, and they don't like that.
Yeah. Talk about neuroplasticity, the ability to learn and unlearn new things.
Yep.
That's mediated by endocannabinoid activity.
That's right. So, Stuart, we'll get you back on real soon. Don't go away. I just want to talk to you on the top of the hour for a moment before I let you go. In the meantime, folks, we got a whole other hour of broadcast healing. Eric Frame, who's running against Senator Richard Dickey Pan, he could win, and you can help him. We'll tell you how as we talk with him next hour. All right, folks, the power to heal really is yours. I'm just here to remind you. Tell your friends.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.